Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band. This is John Byrne. I'm a teacher of music at Homestead High School in Cupertino, and I'm really happy to join you here up at Deer Valley High School for the April 21st, 2012 CMEA Bay Section Band Festival. I wish you the best of luck and hope you find my comments useful. Here we go. Very nice. I really like the attention to detail with regard to mezzo piano, first time, forte, second time. And the accents are accented, the staccatos are staccato. Really nice trumpet sound. Really nice percussion contribution without over playing. Be careful of slightly feeling like you're kind of wanting it to rush. I like the sustained notes want to slow down, and the rhythmic parts want to speed up. So let's make sure we keep that tempo nice and even. That's better. I really like the dynamics here. That's really quiet. Ooh, and I like that little surprise accent. Yeah, don't rush the 16ths. Bravo trumpets. Yeah, cool. Beep, boom, boom. Yeah, choke the drum. If you play the bass drum even louder and then choke it, then it'll be more obvious that that's the effect that we want, so it doesn't sound like a mistake. Have the air speed ready. Yeah, the third bar and fourth bar were much better than the first and the second bar from a bassoon bass clarinet. Really make sure you've got the air speed. Practice, starting the note without the tongue. Practice this way. Ha, ha. And if you can start the note without the tongue, then when you just bring the tongue back in, just for clarity and just that little bit more of a definition, you'll be able to play right at the beginning softer. It's a really nice bassoon sound. The flute is really pretty. It's a little bit hard to hear, even though the clarinets and bassoons are doing a good job of playing soft. So I would say, solo is Italian for play loud. Ha ha. So go ahead and play louder and be more soloistic in that way, flute person. It was really pretty, but it was a little hard to hear because of the number of people in the accompaniment. This is really pretty. I really like how the saxophones are doing such a good job. Also, clarinets are playing soft and playing in four-bar phrases. And the bass is nicely tuned and balanced. And the trombones on count two with the French horns on. It's very nice. A really clear, obvious crescendo. I could go for a little bit more of that triangle that we had on count two. I think that was a little bit too much in the background. Thank you. Well done. Yeah. I would like the tuba to play louder. Even though it says pianissimo, just having that nice, big, solid bass note would give us more comfort and would be good. That's an interesting ending. I liked it. Snare drum? I think snare drum is too quiet. And do you have the snare on? Maybe there it is. And now that I hear the snare drum, it feels a little behind. Thank you for the accents. Good timpani. Good accents from trumpet. Dum, bo, bom, bo, bo. Maybe a little bit less connected with the quarter to the eighth note. Go ahead and let it be bouncy. Yeah, clarinets have the bounce. Tambourine more. It seemed like we had a more accented concept earlier. Yeah, very well done. I think that the accents were more obviously accented towards the beginning of the piece, the ones after 85 a little bit less so. And then the poco accelerando, really watch the conductor. It sort of fades out and gets soft, and then the last three notes are loud. That was pretty much what you did, but I felt like there was a little bit of nervousness, a little less accuracy as there had been earlier in the in that piece. A lot of really good things going on, guys. You are so lucky to have such a great teacher. Your quality of sound is really nice. When we see such a large group, we're kind of expecting it to be a little bit loud, a little bit sloppy, but absolutely the opposite is true. It's a very quiet, refined, and accurate, and you know, soft is soft, and accented is accented, and staccato is staccato, and slurred is slurred. It's all really nice to hear. So here comes Ballad for Peace by Frank Erickson. This is all very pretty. Yeah, I want the trumpets to crescendo the half note into the high note so that it seems just a... I think what you're doing is being careful to make sure the high note's not too loud. And as a result, I think it could go for a little bit more energy, enthusiasm, musicality. I would say go ahead and play a little bit fuller and bigger. I'm talking about back at measure 13. Really nice job of handling these accidentals and keeping the pitch. Yeah, nice. I don't know if we had me thoroughly convinced of that diminuendo. I think it could have been bigger, fuller. Diminuendo, start loud, and then get noticeably softer. So I think if the whole note's leading into the half note, was significantly louder than we could make that tender moment of coming down to 25 be more obvious. Yeah, I think we could have done a bigger deal with a suspended cymbal and cymbal crash. And is that a bass drum or a snare drum roll? Just to really make the impact into the key change more, percussion could have added more to that. I think it's all obviously important for you not to overbalance with those instruments. That was not the case. We could have used a little more, in my opinion. That was a nice diminuendo. And here comes a nice crescendo. Nicely done, guys. That's really pretty. You really showed that you understand lyrical playing and connecting notes in a musical way. You did some really nice crescendos. I think you could do even more with decrescendos by making sure you're a little bit louder so that you can have room to make a noticeable decrescendo happen. I was really impressed with how you stayed in tune, even though there were some challenges in the tuning, like accidentals and then the key change. I think that we could actually have percussion add even more to those impact points, which often you might hear them overdo it, so I can understand why you would want to make sure that they're within the balance of the ensemble. I think you could actually go ahead and let them contribute more with the suspended cymbal snare drum into the key change. This is cool. The more, yeah. What about percussion, though? Yeah, I really feel. Okay, whoa, here it comes. Yeah, let that crash cymbal ring. There we go. Good. Nice, solid, confident. Good. I really like the pitch accuracy in the bass line. I back at 23, 24, I wish I could hear more of the low brass contribution. I heard mostly Barry sax. Cool. I could actually go for a little bit more of the percussion. So since you're using brushes, that's harder to hear. So go ahead and raise the stick height. So what I liked about that was the intonation wasn't perfect on the downbeat, but it definitely got better, and that was really cool. Wow, this is really cool. Yeah, watch him carefully on that release. That was pretty well done. I think there's an opportunity for a more intense musical effect there. Keep the air moving, clarinets. There's a little bit of a fart, fweet, food, fwee kind of sound instead of a daw-dee-daw. Keep the air moving to connect the notes, and the tongue just does a very quick, light definition to the note. Good, piccolo. Listen and adjust. Do we have vibes? That would really add a lot. There it is. I'm looking. Even more vibes. And more of whatever that's supposed to be rolling back there. Yeah, have that airspeed and control and a read that you're comfortable with, so that I'm feeling a little bit of fear factor on the high note, the ti-do-do, ti-do-do, okay? More of the small triangle, the ting-ting sounds. Ding, dang, dong. I'd like to hear more of that triangle contribution, that more metallic magic. Yeah, this is a really cool piece. I think we are making the magic of the piece come to life pretty well. I think more triangle would help. I think the triangle wind with the flute is a really neat sound. A little more xylophone. Yeah, it is kind of a Barry Sax predominant sound from the low winds, which means you've got a really great Barry Sax player. I just would like the tuba, baritone, trombone to be able to contribute equally. Yeah. Very good, guys. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't get to hear your other band earlier today because I was giving a clinic, so I was in the other room. I'm really happy that I got to hear this group. You guys have really one of the best teachers that I can think of teaching middle school in California. And so really take advantage of all his wisdom, and you are. So keep doing that. And so many good things. And then I was able to give you some comments for improvement as well. So thank you for playing for me. I hope to hear you guys again. Keep up the great work.